This is TWiT.
Let me tell you the criteria for a to-do list. I want it to be fully cross-platform. So if I'm using a Windows machine, if I'm using a Mac, if I'm using a laptop, if I'm using an iPad, if I'm using my phone, even if I'm using my watch, I want my to-dos to be everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. That's when it's most useful.
Right.
I also, and see, I'm finicky. I need it to connect up to Google because I keep my to-do list on Google. Now, that helps because that means if you could find an app that logs into your Google account, it'll use the Google Tasks, mm-hmm. and that will be how it propagates. And that's what Wunderlist, or maybe it should be Wunderlist.
Wunderlist.
It's spelled W-U-N-D-E-R. You know, it's funny. I've known about Wunderlist for a long time. As a to-do app,
mm-hmm.
But you can show this. By the way, I know there's a phone number in there, but that's just the number of the company. I need to call them before we.
Maybe someone could call them.
Would
for
you
Leo?
Call them and give them my pass? Give them my passport number. Say Leo's changed it. So this is a very nice to-do list program. You're seeing the iPad app, and you see it uses it all. It works also, of course, on the iPhone and even on the Apple Watch. And the way I do it is I connect it, of course, up to my Google. So anytime I change any of these to-dos, in fact, watch, I'll add one. Let's do it on the phone. Well, I'll add a to-do on my Wunderlist on my phone. Create a this is another thing they do now, by the way, is they have better categorization, even more categorization. So work, house, shopping. Let's see. Let's say I really need to buy shoelaces. So I'm going to add shoelaces to my shopping list. All right. And add that. You can, of course, do other things. You can have a due date, a reminder. You can add a subtask, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my subtask should be put holes in shoe for shoelaces, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So that's, well, you got to do that before you can buy shoelaces, mm-hmm. right? So there's my shoelaces. I'm done. You can even add a comment. Now, that's showing up here. Let's see. Did it work? Let's go to shopping. There they are. So that's great, but now here's where it becomes a trifecta. I also have Wunderlist installed. Actually, you know, I'm going to do it the right way. Everybody says, oh, you should just go, hey, Siri. Hey, open Wunderlist. I'm too impatient.
Siri is a bit slow.
Yeah, well, sometimes I overtalk Siri. So here comes Wunderlist. And it's nice to have it on your watch, especially a shopping list,
mm-hmm.
because then as you're going down the aisles, it's wonderful to be able to say, oh, yeah, I have my shopping list on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pull out your phone or anything. So here's the inbox. Here's by date. Here's favorited. And you see I can favorite something. So if it's a really important to do, and I can even delegate it by sending it to a person. But let's just go looking at my my inbox here. This is one of the – there's call a Uniworld. There's a cancel New York Times. I don't have the shopping list there yet. So even though I put it on the phone, it may take some time to propagate over. Let's see. No, it's there. I have to look in the right folder. Shoelaces. So, and there's even a checkbox. So, you know, in fact, let's say I bought those shoelaces, and that'll be done on every platform. Look at that.
It disappeared
on my iPad. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Could you just, like, tell Siri? Let's see. Add corn to my Wunderlist.
I don't know.
Add corn to my Wunderlist.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Add corn to my Wunderlist. It's just, it got you. That's a good question.
It hurt me, but not you. Siri, come on.
Do you have the weird thing, like Siri doesn't talk to you in the Apple Watch?
Which she doesn't
I find,
talk. She should
it's
talk.
It's like, it feels weird. I'm like, Siri,
talk.
Did I say, I feel like she's ignoring me
There's
or something.
Yeah. Oh, look. How do you like that? I'm all done with my shopping.
Oh, that is nice.
That's Wunderlist cool. is a really good app. It does it on Android, iOS. It does it on desktop. It mm-hmm. does it on everywhere on Google. In fact, I even have a Chrome extension on my Chrome browser. When I create a new tab, it shows me my to-do list from Wunderlist. So I don't know if it's Wunderlist, but I like it. But now you have a much more fancy to-do list.
Well,
Do you use this?
I don't. I use Wunderlist.
Oh.
That's what I use.
You're kidding.
But Things was the one that was recommended as one of the best Apple Watch apps, so I tried it. I haven't. It was actually more expensive. I think Wunderlist is free. And
Things is like $30 or something. It's very expensive because you have to buy it.
Oh, not for the only, desktop, it's
You buy it for the desktop.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy it for each
yeah.
platform.
So I have that one. I just wondered if you used it, but I don't yet.
Oh, so I just stole yours.
No, I haven't. I wasn't going to suggest
we
it
We both
for
like
today.
One. What's funny about Wunderlist is I did not not use it for a long time. For a long time, I used AnyDo and recommended it. I really do like AnyDo. It's any.do. I've used Gina Trapani's to-do text. I've used a lot of different to-do lists. For a long time, I used Remember the Milk. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
But Wonderlist, which has been around it just about that long, because it's a trifecta.
Yeah.
And not just a trifecta. It works everywhere. It's the one I settled on, and it's great.
Yeah,
love
I really like it, too.